Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Pork Checkoff is the place to go for inspiration for those big family meal celebrations. The National Pork Board Marketing Communications Director, Jason Mankey, says New Year's Eve is one of those big celebrations.
One of the traditions that goes back for a lot of families is eating Chinese food on New Year's Eve. And for that, we've got a number of Asian-inspired recipes on the Pork Board's YouTube page. So go to youtube.com and just search National Pork Board, and you'll find our channel, and we've added some really great recipes there. There's a stir-fried pork and garlic sauce. We've got sheet pan Korean pork chops, several other Asian-inspired recipes. So if you're looking to add a little more Asian flavor to your New Year's Eve meal, we've certainly got you covered there. If you're looking for something a little bit more formal, about a month ago, we posted a fantastic recipe for a herb-crusted pork rib roast in a red wine sauce. I probably watched it about 6 times in the last 12 hours, and it gets my mouth watering every time I watch it.
Menu ideas can be found at the pork.org website. The Pork Checkoff is also utilizing social media and YouTube.
With the decline of people taking family and consumer science classes and home ec classes in high school, people are learning how to cook differently, and they're all going online for those moments of, okay, I'm cooking for my family, or I'm having friends over for a holiday celebration. What do I do, and how do I do it? And so we've really put a lot of time and energy into not only creating our own content on the National Pork Board channel, but also working with YouTube influencers that work in the food space, as well as some of the health and nutrition creators as well, to make sure that we're engaging them and they're providing content to their audience that they find meaningful and useful and relevant.
For more information, pork producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center or go to this website, pork.org. And finally, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its clarification on its requirements for accuracy in labeling of meat and poultry products. An AgriPulse report says the Food Safety and Inspection Service says the only way that beef can be labeled as grass-fed is if they were fed grass or forage 100% of the time after they were weaned, because cattle would then have access to pasture until slaughter. They can't ever be put into a feedlot. Products that came from animals with less than 100% access to grass or forage before slaughter cannot use the term grass-fed. The only way that can happen is if the label makes it clear that at least some of the animal's dietary needs came from grain. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Have yourself a fantastic New Year's Eve. We'll see you again on Thursday.